back live here on Huskies Drive Time. Drive Time. Dirk and Wes in the studio. We have Kim Cameron, the head coach of the women's basketball program, on with us, and they are all set to come home and jump into conference play in the GLIAC this weekend. They will take on Malone and Walsh Thursday night, Saturday afternoon. Coming off a tough loss over the weekend at Minnesota State, the final 77-73. What a game. Coach, I guess just lead off, but tell us what your thoughts are on that game and how we played.
Well, obviously there was some disappointment. We definitely went there trying to come back from a loss the previous weekend. I mean, we worked all week on certain things defensively. We talked a lot about maintaining a lead, and then the importance of defense moving forward and kind of what the heart of our program is and our philosophy and what we're proud of as a team. And I think overall defense is what everyone says and believes in. And unfortunately, we weren't able to take that week of thought and preparation and use it and prove that we are ready to take that next step.
How about when you look at the game overall, you guys had an 18-point lead in that first half, and I think they outscored you 23-12 in the third quarter. What was it about what they did, or was it just more of what we didn't do?
Overall, you can say I do agree we had the 18-point lead, and full disclosure, it's in the first half. They cut it to 12 by halftime, and I do think that makes a little bit of a difference. I realize that's a big lead, but they cut it to 12 by halftime, and credit to them because they did it the way that they should. It was slow, it was steady. They waited for us to make mistakes, and they really attacked us, like you said, in the third quarter. We had 9 turnovers, and we gave up 7 offensive rebounds coming out after half. And you know, a disappointing part of that is at halftime we're talking about giving up a lead and making sure that we're keeping our composure and really ultimately we're trying to make our team and have ourselves understand that we're not, you know, you're not always going to win by 20. It's not always going to be easy. People are going to make their runs at you, and also understand you're still up by 12, which is significant going into the second half. You know, we started a little slow in the second half, missed our first couple shots, had a turnover in the first possession. But that being said, even then, we were able to get a couple stops, but we would come back and turn the ball over. So we weren't taking advantage of the things that we were doing well. So it's kind of hard to get in any kind of motion and any sort of flow because we weren't responding when we would do something good or we're celebrating. So it made it kind of a hard, long, drawn-out process. And then, you know, there's a couple different points in the game. I think there's 2 different 2-minute segments throughout that game that were the difference. And, you know, we're up 4 with 2 minutes to go, which is, to me, an awesome opportunity for this team in particular. All you have to do is play defense. You don't have to score again. You just have to play defense. And unfortunately, we got a stop, but we gave up an offensive rebound. There were a couple of fouls in there, and then we weren't able to convert on the other end. So I do think we got to go through some things that'll be beneficial for us in the future. I think this game really hit home with a lot of our players and what we ultimately want to accomplish and how we are going to be able to do that and really make a change.
How about injury-wise? How are we doing on that front? I know we haven't seen Mackenzie Pertu for a couple weeks now. How are we doing on the injury front here?
Kenzie will be back this week. We have unfortunately, two other injuries that we're finding more out about today. So we'll see. We don't know anything until today, though.
What about Malone, Coach? I know they just played an exhibition at Kent State, lost 73-59. And is that the film you will have on them, or will you have some of their earlier non-conference games?
We have all of their non-conference games, including that Kent State exhibition, that Kent State game. So they shoot 33 the game, and they're going to bombs away, and They shoot it well from three. So it's going to be another situation where defense is going to be really important for us. And this weekend, in general, to kind of reveal our character and coming off of two losses. And I think our team is ready to be able to do that. I think they are committed. You know, it's interesting. Every year you go through new people and new leadership and different things at different points in the year, and no team is ever the same from one year to the next. And I think that moving forward, coming off of this last week's loss and going into conference, I think we're very, very focused on ourselves. And I think that they are ready to make a change, whether, you know, it could have taken two losses in a row. It could take starting conference. It could take a couple overcoming some adversity as far as injuries go. But I think they're ready to take the next step, and it's a great start if we do it at home this weekend.
What about Walsh, Coach? I know they have not played since Tuesday of last week. They will have played Northern, obviously, before us. What do they bring to the table?
They are a high-powered, high-scoring, athletic, push-the-basketball, average 80 points a team. They're a very, very good team. Both games are going to be a huge challenge. Both bring a couple different aspects. Walsh is more athletic than Malone, but Malone shoots a lot more threes than Walsh does. So our defense is definitely going to be challenged, but that's the part I think all of us are looking forward to proving that we are capable, and proving it to ourselves and ourselves first and foremost, and challenging ourselves to start the conference.
You get to be at home, obviously. You guys have had, you know, a lot of success at the SEC gym over the last decades, really. I mean, you look back and our home record is outstanding. And how important will it be to be playing on your home floor?
I think comfort level. The girls are really excited here. I think they have pride to play in front of the community that supported them and our school. And I think they're going to be, I think it just the comfort level and feeling the crowd and having a little extra energy to boost us forward is going to be really helpful.
All right, Coach, we're happy you're home. We're happy the men's basketball team is home. Two games each team, and doubleheaders on Thursday night and Saturday afternoon. And again, women's game also part of that Kids Day promotion from Econo Foods on Saturday. Tickets are on sale at the ticket office, 487-2073. Good luck this weekend, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, Kim Cameron here on Mix 93. More Huskies Drive Time right after these.